Insight on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of the HR professionals at Oasis, a Paychex company. Learn how to grow your small business or nonprofit by outsourcing your HR and payroll functions. OasisAHR.com.
Welcome back to Insight on Business, the News Hour. Grateful that you are along for the ride as we enter the weekend. And what do we do? As we enter the weekend, we check in with Jeff Pitts to do some hyper-local work, talking about stuff to do in the greater Des Moines metro this weekend into next week. Jeff is the managing editor of City View Magazine. Jeff, welcome back. Happy Friday to you, my friend.
Hey, is it Friday?
It is. That's what they tell me. Only two more working days until Monday.
What's your favorite day of the week?
That's a good quote. What is my favorite day of the week? I don't know. They all
are. What's your least favorite?
I got to think. I don't know. Weekends are tough because my bride always has like numerous projects for me to do. So I got to do everything else plus her projects.
Right.
And so anyway.
It's called job security, Michael.
Yeah, I guess. It's called yes, dear, is what it's called. Yes, dear. And I don't have any idea what she's got lined up for me this weekend, but I suspect it's plenty. So, whatever. Hey, is the Cubs Iowa Cubs opening day coming up soon?
It is coming up. It's in May.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm actually putting together that story right now where I won't be doing an Iowa Cubs preview. Actually, a summer sports preview next month in May. Got so in May, the Cubs open, Iowa Barnstormers open, Des Moines Menace open.
Wow.
So it'll be, usually those are three different months, but this year, because of everything, the scheduling came together, and we have like the perfect storm of summer sports.
Got it. Well, I just today, and by the way, we're recording this on Friday, before noon, as a matter of fact, but the opening day t-shirts for the Iowa Cubs, their sale ends on Friday at noon. So, but I was able to get my opening day t-shirt for the Iowa Cubs. I think it's got the schedule on the back of them. Anyway, yeah.
Nice. Are you a baseball fan?
You know, I love baseball. I don't know who the players are. I know who Rizzo is. That's about it.
Yeah.
But I just love the game. It is such a relaxing thing to do.
Night at the ballpark.
Yeah. You sit there and visit with folks and have a beverage and have some peanuts and, watch the game. And it's really calming. Love it. Yeah. And we're so lucky here in the greater Des Moines metro to have what a perfect field that is.
It's a nice atmosphere for a ball game.
Oh, it's wonderful. Just wonderful.
For sure.
All right. Well, baseball be very, very good to me. Okay. What do we got? What's going on? You got a list.
We have a list.
Good.
You ready?
Yes.
You ready to start this thing?
Go. Go.
Hit record.
I did.
Uh-oh.
I did. Yeah, we're well beyond that. We've just taken up 3 minutes of somebody's precious time talking about baseball. So.
Some Enchanted Evening opens tonight.
Some Enchanted Evening.
Rodgers and Hammerstein.
Oh, yeah.
At the Des Moines Playhouse, Broadway icons Richard Rodgers and Oscar Hammerstein are celebrated in a musical review of songs from many famous plays.
Yeah.
I'm not going to list them all.
Yeah. Well, I think we know many of those. Richard Rodgers and Roger Hammerstein, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Some Enchanted Evening. Anyway, it opened tonight and go through the weekend, and then it also plays April 22nd through 25th.
Nice.
And into May.
Des Moines Playhouse, ladies and gentlemen, go.
They're back. Iowa Wild are on tonight and tomorrow and Tuesday for a homestand. They take on the Chicago Wolves Friday and Saturday and the Rockford Ice Hogs.
Hate them.
On Tuesday. What do you got against the Wolves?
Well, they're from out of town.
Chicago. Yeah.
You know, I like the Cubs, but I, you know, when they come in and invade our turf, you know, I don't like them. Okay. I hate them. You know, interestingly enough, we had the most fascinating interview about hockey with Liz Holland, who is the CEO of Merle Hay Investors, and that whole thing that they're doing
with
the Bucks, with housing, with senior housing and retail and entertainment. I mean, this is a major, major deal, and how the city of Des Moines and the city of Urbandale partnered together and how the funding is going. It's really remarkable. And it's one of those things with this whole redesign of the Merle Hay Mall that could very well be a model for so many other places across the country. Rather than having it turned into an Amazon warehouse, for crying out loud, do something with it, you know? And it was a fascinating conversation. And so, ladies and gentlemen, if you have not yet heard that, I urge you to just Google Insight on Business, the News Hour, and pick up on that that piece about reimagining a mall. It was fabulous, fabulous. And of course, we did mention the Des Moines Bucks as well as the Iowa Wild, because my good friend Mr. Fredrickson down there at Iowa Wild has said numerous times, he says, Des Moines will become a hockey town. And it's looking that way.
Indeed.
All right.
Well said. Drake Municipal Observatory is having a online lecture tonight, kicking off a lecture series. Do you know what this is, Michael?
No.
The Des Moines Observatory was the first research grade telescope observatory open to the public.
Is that the one that's in the golf course?
That's right. Waveland Golf Course.
Waveland Golf Course. That's a fascinating building.
Yeah, it's a neat building. It has bulletproof glass.
Wow.
Windows, I should say. Bulletproof windows. Probably the only, it says it's the only observatory in the country
with bulletproof.
It's on a golf course, so it has to take some hits.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you know, I've played it at Waveland several times.
Yeah.
And that structure is just so magnificent. I believe you can see it from Interstate 235 as you drive past. And but close up, it is just a marvelous structure. And old, too. Do you have any idea how old that place is?
It's 100 years old. They're celebrating their 100th anniversary.
Wow.
So, yeah, this year they're celebrating it. Yeah. And the guy that kind of put it all together, the Drake professor, forget his first name, Morehouse. Him and his wife are actually buried in that building.
Get out of here.
Not kidding. Their ashes are interred there.
Whoa. Hey, what a great stop off during Halloween.
Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of.
It's a neat place. I've never been there at night, but I did write a story about it last month in City View. And it's, so I went out there to do the interview. It's neat. And, you know, they've got this huge telescope up there that, you know, the roof
opens,
unfurls
up,
and then there's a viewing deck that you can kind of take other telescopes out.
So I got to ask you, so help us understand what the inside of that is like. I've never been inside the place. Is it old and musty, and or is it modern and well lit? What's the deal inside?
Kind of in between. I'm not sure what you're picturing, but so it's actually two stories. So the observatory kind of portion is upstairs, and that's in that dome that you see.
Right.
And that's kind of, you know, it just is what it is. It's just walls and a telescope, and then the roof unfurls. Downstairs, there's a, well, you walk in, there's an entrance, and there's all kinds of elaborate decorations with zodiac signs and stuff like that. But then inside, the main portion is actually like a lecture room.
Huh.
Where you give lectures. So it just looks like an old college lecture room.
Yeah. Interesting. Yeah.
So normally, under normal circumstances, they have these lecture series where anyone can come. You hear a lecture, and then you go upstairs and view
the
stars.
Check the, wow. Okay, so we've taken so much time talking about this because I think it's fascinating. The Drake Observatory. And when is this event again? I'm sorry.
So this is tonight. The lecture series starts tonight. It's online right now. So they're not having people come because of COVID.
But, got it. Got it. Okay. Wow.
So the topic tonight is astronomical truce when Dan Morehouse arrived in Des Moines from Excelsior, Minnesota. So Morehouse is the guy that founded this thing. So the lecture series is based around him because this is the 100 year.
Yeah.
You know, when this guy was running Drake back in the early part of the last century at football games, he would kill the lights at halftime. And he would commandeer a spotlight from the theater department, and he would use the spotlight to direct the audience to different constellations and stuff in the sky.
He was really into this.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah.
He actually has a, I think it's a comet that's named after. He discovered a comet.
Oh, be darned.
Yeah.
There you go, Drake.
He's an amazing guy. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So anyway.
Got it. Online.
That's a neat thing.
Tonight.
Yep. Des Moines Book Festival continues this weekend. This the author this week is Laura Prescott, author of The Secrets We Kept.
Oh.
Could be interesting. I'm not sure what the subject matter is, but I'm sure it's good. Those are
probably her about her book. Yeah.
That's right. The Secrets We Kept.
I do too. It's
you have any secrets?
Many.
Want to get them off your chest?
No. No. If I were to do that.
We're listening, Michael.
I know.
Recorder's running.
Yeah. And so is the FBI. So, no, I got nothing. I got no secrets. Although I was filmed once by the FBI.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yep.
Directly? Were you the focus of an investigation?
I and a whole bunch of other students at Michigan were the focus, as a matter of fact. It was one of those anti-war protests, and of course, yes, the FBI was there with their 8mm camera filming the entire event.
How can I get some footage of that?
Well, I don't know. Yeah, I suspect, call up the memory of J. Edgar Hoover and perhaps, yeah, so there's a secret for you. All right, moving on.
You think J. Edgar Hoover was ever watching you directly? Like, who is that young man?
Who is that guy? Who's that guy with the long sideburns anyway? He looks like he's a communist. Well, I didn't wear, you know, I wasn't wearing pantyhose, so I'm sure that J. Edgar probably wasn't interested.
His eye was elsewhere. Huh?
Yeah, right. All right, now moving on. Oh, gosh.
Also this weekend, Gina Gedler and the boys.
Gonna be at Noche, I bet you.
Nope. They're playing music at the winery. This is Covered Bridges Winery in Winterset.
Winterset.
That's right. You ever get down there?
Yeah.
I've been hearing more and more about things to do in Winterset. And I haven't been to Winterset very often.
John Wayne's birthplace, you know.
Also the Covered Bridges. And they have this winery down there that's supposed to be a nice night out.
All right. So when is music at the winery? When is that?
This is Saturday, 6:30.
Got it. Gina Gedler.
She does play at Noche also often.
Yes, I know. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Let's see. Bucks play this weekend?
Really?
Sunday, a rare Sunday game, 3 p.m. against the Fargo Force.
Hate them.
Hey, indeed. Fargo Force.
Fargo.
3 p.m. That'd be a good, you know, if you don't like, if you can't make the late games, it's a good one.
The Fargo Farce.
That's right.
Yes. Get out of here. Get out of here. Beat you like a rug.
If it's Wednesday, it's trivia night. It's Smash.
I thought it was Thursdays.
No, Smash Park is Wednesdays. Thursday's open mic night at TV.
I see.
Okay. We talk about that sometimes too.
So what are they? What's the?
This is right up your alley.
Yeah.
90s hip hop songs.
There you go. I'm in. I should go to that.
Should we get 90s
hip hop.
90s hip hop songs.
Got it. All right. That's on Wednesday night at Smash Park.
Yep. Wednesday, also Wednesday, Avid is back. So we're about mid-season in Avid. This is the author speaker series.
Got it.
Where the Des Moines Library has people in to talk about their books. This week, A Little Devil in America. Notes in Praise of Black Performance. That's the title of the book. I don't know how to pronounce this gentleman's name, so I would butcher it if I tried. But reflects on Black performance and performers and how they are inextricably woven into the fabric of American culture.
And that would be on Wednesday.
Wednesday night, 7 p.m. on Zoom.
On Zoom.
Yep. So register at the Des Moines Library's website. Teehee's Comedy is Thursday at 8, open mic.
Yep.
And also Thursday is April 15th.
I think that's when I get my second shot, man.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think so. Used to be income tax day, but not this year.
That's right. So what's the deal? If you owe taxes, you still have to pay them, but...
I think so. Yeah, I don't know. I pay no attention to that.
I was hoping you could fill me in on
it. I've got blanket immunity from J. Edgar, so I'm... Oh, gosh. All right. Jeff Pitts, ladies and gentlemen, talking about stuff to do in the greater Des Moines Metro this weekend into next week. Thanks for doing this, my friend.
Thank you, Michael.
All right. If you hear the little barking in the background, it's because I forgot once again to close the studio door. So Yofi is making her presence known. All right. That's a wrap for this week. Thanks so very much for joining us. For all of us that put this together each and every day, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing, Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease. The yapping in the background is Yofi. And the music you're listening to right now was arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks and for Jeff Pitts, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a great weekend. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.